From Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, comes the Living Truth radio program. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien. It's a great privilege for us to bring you this program, an outreach of the Way of Truth Ministries. Today, Pastor Gary Dull, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, will be delivering a practical message from the Word of God, which I believe will be of great value to you in your walk with the Lord. At the end of the program, I'll return with our contact information. But right now, let's turn the microphone over to Pastor Gary Dull for his message from God's Word, the Bible.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be gathered around the radio once again with you on this edition of the Living Truth program. This week, we have been looking at the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I think that that's a very important thing to do because the Bible tells us that we are to do that. It really does. One of our key passages this week has been the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 13, where it says, "Looking for that blessed hope, which is the rapture, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ." The rapture will occur, it could occur at any moment, and then after the period of at least 7 years, that is after the great tribulation period, Jesus Christ will come back to the earth to establish his kingdom on earth. That's referred to as the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus, and that's described in Revelation 19. But today, right now, where you and I sit, we are to be looking for the what we refer to as the blessed hope. The return of the Lord Jesus in the rapture could take place at any moment. And yesterday we turned to 2 Timothy chapter 4 to talk about the idea of loving the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see the Apostle Paul was giving his personal testimony, and he says in verse 6 of 2 Timothy 4, right on down through verse 8, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day." That's at the rapture and the judgment seat of Christ that will follow the rapture. But then he says, "And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Now, we talked about that quite extensively yesterday, but today I want to ask the question, how do we love Christ's appearing? I ended the program yesterday by asking you, do you love the thought of the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you love the thought of the rapture? Do you love the thought that at any moment, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come in the clouds of the air and take those of us who are believers home to be with him in heaven? Do you love that thought? Well, I trust that you do, but the question is, how can we love it? How can we love the appearing of Christ? Well, let me give you some facts to consider. First of all, we can love it by believing it. Don't doubt it. It truly is a fact. Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 3, "I will come again." Believe that. Don't doubt that. Don't try to explain it away. Don't say, well, it's been 2,000 years since he has said that, and I wonder now if he'll ever fulfill his promise. Listen, the Lord Jesus has fulfilled every promise that he has given to the complete T. That is, every promise that the Lord Jesus Christ has been given, that has been fulfilled, has been completed and fulfilled accurately. What does that teach us? It teaches us that those promises that are yet to be fulfilled will be also fulfilled to the exact T. Jesus Christ is a man. He is God, the perfect God-man. He is a man. He is God at his word. He does not lie. So believe the fact of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then remember, as I brought out also the other day, that there in Acts chapter 1, verses 8 through 11 particularly, After the Lord Jesus Christ gave that great commission, it says that the angels were there as the Lord Jesus Christ was ascending up into heaven. And they said to those who were gathered around there watching the Lord Jesus ascending into heaven in Acts chapter 1 and verse 11, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus," the same exact Jesus, not another Jesus, not another form of Jesus, "this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." And so you see, we must anticipate, we must believe it, we must look forward to the second coming of Christ, because it is a fact, as prophesied by the Lord Jesus himself, and as prophesied by those angels who were with him when he ascended back up into heaven. So not only should we, as it were, believe it, but secondly, in loving the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should anticipate it. We've been talking about that throughout the entire week. And I think it's important to keep that before us, the fact that it could occur at any moment. I'm not going to be spending much more time on that today, but I do draw your attention to Titus chapter 2 and verse 13, where it says, "Looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ." Are you looking for the rapture? Are you? Are you looking for the rapture? Are you anticipating it? Are you waiting for it? You know, I can recall when I was a child growing up in Western Pennsylvania, that when I knew that my grandparents were going to come and visit me, I couldn't wait to see them. I really anticipated seeing them face to face. And what a blessing it was when I would come home from school and see their automobile there in our driveway, and knowing that I was just going to be able to see them in person before too long. I anticipated seeing them. Are you excited about the rapture? Are you excited about the coming of Christ? Well, remember, it could happen any moment, so anticipate it. Thirdly, how do we love Christ's appearing? Well, by believing it. Number two, by anticipating it. Number three, by proclaiming it. Share with others the fact that Jesus could come again at any moment. You know, there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where we have a description of the rapture, we are told that we are to comfort one another with the reality of the rapture. Let me read that passage for you in its entirety. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, where the Word of God says, as Paul is writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep," that is, those who have died, "that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." And then we find these words in verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians 4. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Let's be reminding each other that the Lord Jesus Christ could come at any moment. You know, we are living in a time when there are many things going on in the world around us that are very concerning, heartbreaking, maybe even fearful. And truly, it is a fact that this world is just, spiritually speaking, becoming worse and worse. Of course, the Bible tells us that that's going to take place. Therefore, we need to be ready for it. But the fact of the matter is, in light of the fact that the world is going to become worse and worse. We know that at any moment, Jesus could come again too. Even before I say amen to this radio program today. And so we need to be proclaiming the reality of the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, comforting one another as believers. But you see, also, we should be telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ, reminding them of the fact that they also need to be ready by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. And so as we are coming to the end of today's program, let me say to those of you who are believers, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. You hear me saying that practically every day as I end this program. But that's a reality. For those of us who are saved, at any moment we can see the Lord Jesus. And at any moment we would be with those who've gone on before us. And that's why we should say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. But if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you right now, right there by the radio or by whatever device you are using to listen to the program, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you. Because if the rapture happens and you're not saved, that means the great tribulation upon you, a time of God's wrath upon the earth, such as the earth has never seen, and then ultimately the eternal lake of fire. So make certain that you are saved so that when the rapture happens, you'll go to be with the Lord. And then as a Christian, make certain that you're living for the Lord Jesus so that when the rapture does happen, you'll hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Now tomorrow, the Lord willing, we'll continue to talk about how we can love Christ's appearing. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, this is Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and to that we say amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus, the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Gary, for that tremendous study from the pages of Scripture today. Friends, if you desire the notes or even a CD of today's program, both are available simply for the asking. In order to help with the cost of shipping and handling, a suggested donation for the notes is $5 and $10 for the CD. If our program has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can email us at wot@wotbm.org. Visit our website, won't you? That's at www.wotbm.org. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to being with you again on our next Living Truth program. Until then, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.